Welcome to another exciting episode. A few announcements before we dive in. Next Saturday, February 3rd at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our first Coffee and Books event with authors Misty Embeller, Jody Basie, Lynn Shannon, and Abby Downey. Join us for an hour of book talk with these amazing authors. This is a free event, but you will need to sign up to participate, and you can find the link to join below this blog post. And I can't wait to talk books with you, so hopefully I see many of you next Saturday. All right, authors, our next expert training will be on February 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Indie and traditionally published author Sarah R. Turnquist will dive into formatting software for authors. Her training will look at three formatting softwares, Vellum, Atticus, and Scrivener. Sarah will provide a brief overview of formatting in general, and then we will discuss some pros and cons of each software. This training is free for HCRW members and $17 for non-members, and you can find a link to join below this blog post. I have to say, Sarah is an amazing teacher, so if you are interested in learning anything about Vellum, Atticus, or Scrivener, or you're having trouble deciding which one's the best option for you, definitely join us on February 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And one final announcement. This is so exciting for me. I've been working on this long and hard, and I am excited it's just around the corner. We are going to be launching Writers Wednesday episodes on Valentine's Day, February 14th. These podcast episodes will bring you advice from authors and experts in the publishing industry. And kicking off this brand new line of episodes, we have interviews with historical Christian romance authors, and they will be sharing insider tips and their top three go-to tools. So stay tuned for this Writers Wednesday launch. Now, let's jump into this week's podcast. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. In this episode,
Jamie
and Melissa will be discussing All She Ever Dreamed by Robin Lee Hatcher.
Betrothed in a sensible match, even if the man isn't the love she's always imagined, Sarah McNeil relies on the advice her late grandmother gave, as well as her own common sense. Dreams of a mysterious European count who ride in and sweeps her off her feet are the stuff of girlhood, and she's a woman now. But when her fiancé's older brother, Jeremiah, returns to Boulder Creek, he unknowingly awakens that discarded dream. 9 years ago, Jeremiah West lost his wife and newborn son in an epidemic, and he's been wandering ever since. A survivor of the Spanish-American War, he finally returns to Boulder Creek to settle on the farm he inherited from his father, an inheritance his younger brother still begrudges. When a blizzard threatens Sarah's life and her reputation, Jeremiah is there to rescue her. But the pain of his past remains a stumbling block. Then fate brings Jeremiah and Sarah to a crossroads, and love demands a decision that will change the course of their lives.
I love it. Love it. So let's just start off right off the bat. Let's talk about what your thoughts were on Warren, who is Jeremiah's brother and Sarah's first fiance.
For a split second, and I do mean a split second, you felt bad for him in the beginning. Like, he seemed like he was a really good guy. And then he started talking. And I can't tell you how much I dislike this character. Like, I was waiting for him to come back, and I'm glad he did. I'm not going to say anything, but I don't like him at all.
I Okay. I was the same way. At first, I thought, oh, no. And, you know, lose your fiance to your brother. That's kind of like, yeah. You know, but the more he talked and the more they described his behavior, I was like, oh, this boy's autistic.
He was you're the prettiest girl in town. You should be my wife. You would be the perfect piece of my puzzle.
Yep. Yeah. He lacked the ability to have any type of emotion or to connect on any type of emotional level. Everything is straightforward, black and white. You know, it's like life is a checklist, you know, this is what you do. Okay. The next thing I need to do. Okay. Like he just, that's why I went, I think this boy's autistic.
Well, I think the entire time you see him in this book, there's only one time where it was just like, oh, I have a thought. Like there's one point in the story where realization hits him that he maybe said something he shouldn't have. But it's not like he processes it or does anything about it. But that's the only time that you actually see, like, he has a thought. Like, some of the stuff he does, you're like, do you even hear yourself? Any human being would, like, who are you? Like, I had to punch him. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. So what did you think about the McNeils? So that's Sarah's family. So her brother Tom and her grandpa Hank. And their family dynamics. What were your thoughts on them?
They were awesome. They were so cute. Like it was a sweet little family and how close they were. And in the scene where her and her brother are cooking together, it was a heartwarming thing. Yeah. And it surprised me that like the element of Hank's trust in God. Like, it's not until the very end of the book where that's brought up that he goes, you know, he's the one, like, he lost so much, and yet he still puts his faith in God, and he still has a positive demeanor, and he can still, like, I think that's what all of us strive for, mm-hmm. and it was just refreshing to see that in a character. Like, they were just good people.
Yes.
It did take me a minute to put together that
they were.
Yeah, from the first book. If I'm not wrong, isn't Hank in the end, isn't he the one that got shot?
Yes.
Or am I mixing it?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it took a minute for me to make the connections. And then all of a sudden the character was like, oh, okay, there they are. But it was, yeah.
Yeah. I thought she did a great job of writing such a strong family dynamics. It's so different from what we got with Rosalie's family in the first book, and also so different from Jeremiah and Warren's family dynamics too. I thought they had flaws. It's not like they were perfect, you know, but I feel like in every story you need at least one character, if not like a group of characters that are strong and firm in the Lord and that are striving every day to live according to his word. Because you just need that moral compass. I felt like they were the moral compass in the story. And I loved it. I don't have a brother, but I loved the brother-sister dynamics between Sarah and Tom. I just loved their interactions.
Yeah. Yep. So, it is so different. Yeah.
Did the snowstorm... Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Like, it is different. I was just saying, because I only have a sister also. So it's just, it is neat to watch that play out. Like, huh?
Okay, so we're going to go to the next thing. So did the snowstorm event play out the way you thought it would?
No. It actually did not. Like, I mean, I figured you knew at some point in time they were going to come together. I had no idea that she would end up at Jeremiah's. And it's not like anyone could say she meant to do that. It was life or death. Like, she couldn't see anything. It was just interesting.
It was. I knew she would end up at Jeremiah's just because when you read the back cover, just kind of go, okay, well, that's... But I thought, how in the world is she going to? And then what's happened to Michael and Rosalie and their kids? And that was the only thing that I was like, Okay, so they made it back to town, okay. But I understand the way it rolled out, how they got separated and everything, but...
Yeah.
I also didn't think that I don't want to say backlash, but like the reaction to some people afterwards was not what I expected, because I realized times were different back then, but I'm like, seriously, this is like a life or death situation.
Yes,
this is not like I traveled out to see Jeremiah and stayed the night.
I absolutely agree. It was just, it didn't make sense in the least. And yeah, like when Jeremiah offers to, or proposes, like I didn't agree with it. It was almost like, don't rush your love story just because people are talking. Like, it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she also was like, I know I'm in love with you, because she kind of fell in love with him like right off the bat.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, then, what did you think about our hero, Jeremiah?
I like Jeremiah. Again, there's always that underlying, like, if you two would just talk, like, if someone would just say anything, but then you wouldn't have a story. So, I liked him. His struggle with learning to trust that's a familiar struggle for all of us, but... I mean, even going back to the last book and then this book, just that underlying theme of like surrendering that control, trusting that God has your back in that way. And for him to understand, like, he goes, you know, I trust you, and to understand that that the theme of trust is just, it's so heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I pulled that out too, and I loved it. I love that she put that in there, because we can have a relationship with God and be, you know, plug it away through life, but a lot of times we don't realize the things that we actually hold in our hand and never let go and say, okay, it is fully yours. So I loved that moment where he kind of like, I mean, he's like storming to go get her, you know, and then because he just doesn't trust that God will keep her safe at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like he just hit a wall. He just like stopped all of a sudden and was like, oh, wait, I'm not trusting you with my wife like I mm-hmm. like I should, even though like God can do far more than we can. So
yeah.
But I loved that moment. So what did you think about our leading lady, Sarah?
Oh no, I cut out. What was the question? It cut out.
Did you hear me?
I did not.
It cut out. Okay, sorry. Okay, for everyone listening to this episode, we are trying to do this online because here in northern Indiana, Old Man Winter showed up and kind of got us stuck in our houses for a little bit. So the question was, what did you think about our leading lady, Sarah?
I really liked Sarah. Like, just her innocence and especially her patience. Like, her character had... the patience, like you said, that family just kind of stood as the moral compass. Like, she is, I mean, you don't always like those books where like the character's like flawless. I mean, she had her flaws, but just the way that she stood firm and like she had the patience that she needed to get through to Jeremiah, and like she knew that she loved him, so she stood by her decisions, and she was just a very constant character. And it just, she was very innocent too, and it was very endearing. Especially, I loved her reaction to Warren and how she just pitied him. And it was just, you really enjoyed her character. She was refreshing.
Yes. Yes, I would agree. I can't say it any better than that. So I'm just going to say ditto. we kind of touched on this a little bit just a moment ago, but did Jeremiah's aha moment where he finally fully trusts God with Sarah's well-being bring you in an aha moment?
I mean, yes, but I don't know. I think we're all, especially when you're reading in this genre, you're always looking for those connections. And I think my aha moment is just reminding our reader or listeners too, like, he had an obvious aha. But I think we all have something that we hold dear. So even though I don't think I had something that was like, aha, I need to give this up or I need to let control go, I think we all have that. There's always going to be something that we try to hold dear that we need to surrender to God, because that's what it's all about, is surrendering and always learning to surrender and put him in control. So I think the aha moment for me was just realizing that everybody has that and that we do need to be vigilant and watching for those areas in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I agree. Yeah, that was when I was like, I kind of just sat back and said, okay, God, is there something that I'm not trusting you with that I need to hand over? So yes, she did a great job writing that moment. What did you think about Tom's romance? It wasn't there for very much, but it kind of popped up towards the end there.
It was cute. I mean, right from the start, when he first told her, you knew something. There was going to be some kind of an element to it that made him embarrassed or made him wonder, because with how close they were, it didn't make sense for him to have not said anything or bring her around. Like, actually, for a split second there, I don't know why, I was like, oh, was it the girl that had the baby? Like, did he fall in love with someone that had a baby? Or I didn't expect it to be Fanny. But yeah, it was a very sweet thing, and it's cute. It just shows, you see in Sarah that constant where she kind of reads into Jeremiah, but just that family being that moral compass, they all they look past the person and see the heart. And I think that was just a little point with Tom's story to kind of make that further. And even watching, learning to trust, where Sarah was such that unflawed character, you get towards the end and she's talking to Fanny and she realizes what her statement was, would I have been welcoming to her? She realizes that even though she's a good person, she may not have been as welcoming as she should have been.
Right. Right. Yeah. It kind of made her not so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how would you rate the romance level in this book?
I'll go mocha.
Okay. I went espresso, but my level of romance I like. So
yeah, it's a hard read.
How about the suspense level?
I'm gonna go espresso.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Action.
Espresso.
I did that too. There's just not a lot of action in here. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be an action romance.
Yeah, it's a great read.
Go ahead.
It's a great read. It keeps moving, but it just, there wasn't a lot. It was it could, but it wasn't in your face, which was nice. But
Yeah. Would you agree that's the same for the mystery level too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the drama level, what do you think?
We'll go mocha. There was some drama sprinkled in.
It wasn't as much family dysfunction as Rosalie's family in the first book, but Warren and Jeremiah definitely have dysfunction. I keep thinking, are they even going to connect again?
Yes.
Because, Warren moved out in a way. And then finally, how would you rate the inspiration level?
I got mocha.
I did too. I put mocha in. What is your overall lasso rating of All She Ever Dreamed by Robin Lee Hatcher?
I'll go 2 lassos.
I went 2.5 again. So, and between yours, mine, and Tiffany's, I think we're going to land at, a 2.5 on that one. So,
yeah.
It's like I said, it's good, but I think the only thing that keeps it from a 3 again is what I mentioned in our discussion of the first book, is that there's elements that I personally, as a reader, really enjoy in a romance that were there but weren't amped up to the level that I prefer.
Yeah.
So, well written. It's a well written book anybody would enjoy.
just doesn't hit all the boxes for me.
Yeah, it's definitely, it kept the pages turning. Like, I think I flew through the second book, but they're just, it's just those little things. It wasn't, I mean, there was a lot of predictability and some of the stuff, like, it wasn't until like the very last chapter and when everything resolved. So, I don't know, it kept you reading. It was really good, but it was just, it wasn't quite there for me. Great Elements. Yeah. I would recommend everyone read it too.
Yes. Am I remembering right too? You're big on the romance like me. I feel like you and I have very similar tastes when it comes
to romance, more action. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas Tiff is like a medium to high romance she enjoys, mm-hmm. but she's like, keep it low on the action. She's.
Yes.
And then Jessica's pretty much low across the board.
Yep. She's our vanilla. We love her.
She is. She is. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us for our discussion of All She Ever Dreamed by Robin Lee Hatcher.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.